utmost for his highest. August the 13th, quenching the spirit. Quench not the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. The voice of the spirit is as gentle as a zephyr, so gentle that unless you are living in perfect communion with God, you never hear it. The checks of the spirit come in the most extraordinarily gentle ways. And if you are not sensitive enough to detect his voice, you will quench it, and your personal spiritual life will be impaired. His checks always come as a still, small voice, so small that no one but the saint notices them. Beware if in personal testimony you have to hark back and say, "Once, so many years ago, I was saved." If you are walking in the light, there is no harking back. The past is transfused into the present wonder of communion with God. If you get out of the light, you become a sentimental Christian and live on memories. Your testimony was a hard metallic note. Beware of trying to patch up a present refusal to walk in the light by recalling past experiences of when you did walk in the light. Whenever the spirit checks, call a halt and get the thing right, or you will go on grieving him without knowing it. Suppose God has brought you up to a crisis and you nearly go through, but not quite. He will engineer the crisis again, but it will not be so keen as it was before. There will be less discernment of God and more humiliation at not having obeyed. And if you go on grieving the Spirit, there will come a time when that crisis cannot be repeated. You have grieved him away. But if you go through the crisis, there will be the peace of praise to God. Never sympathize with the thing that is stabbing God all the time. God has to hurt the thing that must go.